Welcome to the Midday Show, hosted by J.R.B. Aronson. This is the Midday Show with J.R.B. Aronson, sponsored by absolutely no one. I just do this because it's fun. Maybe one day we will have a sponsor. Today's date is April 23rd, 2024. You ready? You ready? You ready? Today we're going to talk about Braille and how come I use Braille as a stand-up comedian. Let's go!
Welcome to the Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson, a stand-up comedian, YouTuber, father of five glorious kids. He might be a little blind, but he likes to make you smile. His goal is to help you alleviate some of the daily stress. When you invest time in his podcast, you'll be feeling a little happier. New episodes Monday to Friday, released usually by 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Broadcasting from Central Alberta, Canada. Please welcome J.R. Bjornsson.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Good to be here. This has got to be some type of record. Normally, I do the midday show once in a while, so the fact we're on the air two times in 1 week has to be a personal best. So today's episode is all about Braille. In my hand, I'm not recording a video. One of these days, I'll add videos to these podcasts. But in my hand is my Braille stylus. It's a metal stylus, and it sounds like this. Do you hear that? That's metal. I can bang it on my desk, maybe? Anyway, I use Braille when working on my stand-up comedy career. Don't know why I sounded like a robot there for a second, but I did. So I write all my jokes down when I'm performing, and this is because I have to memorize the living daylights out of my jokes before going on stage. If I'm doing an open mic, you know, a place where comedians can go and practice, it's common that you will see me with a sheet of paper reading jokes off to the audience and, of course, performing those jokes because it's the only way I can practice new material. And you'll also see me do use papers. use papers. That's some good stuff, man. No, you'll see me use Braille when I'm doing something very, very long. Like if I'm doing a 30-minute set for a fundraiser, I will use Braille on stage because 30 minutes is a very long time. On average, my brain capacity only has enough for, say, 5-10 minutes. So it's really tough for me to go long without some enhancer assistance. And that's what I use Braille for. I read Braille. I have a Braille reader. I have a Braille machine called a Brailler, and I can type myself Braille. And when I'm writing my jokes, I will put those jokes in about a sentence format. So, you know, when I do my Frogger joke, it'll say joke one, Frogger. Lights flashing before my eyes, or life flashing before my eyes. And then I'll go joke number two, the time you pushed Rick in a wheelchair. You know, things like that. And it's just, I can't remember those on my own. So recently I did a comedy thing, and I didn't go up with a sheet of paper. Fortunately, I was able to pander to the audience, and I had a great time, and so did they. But usually, you will see me with a piece of Braille paper and me reading Braille on stage at an open mic because I'm practicing jokes. And sometimes you'll even see me bring jokes to the actual show, but I'll leave the paper on the table and go from there because I've had enough time to practice and rehearse the jokes. So for me, Braille is kind of like, it's my script. It's my outline. It keeps me on track because sometimes when I do a show and I find out what the audience is loving, you know, what is tickling their funny bone tonight, I will most of the time, I will cater to the audience. And when I use Braille, it allows me to not cater to the audience because it keeps me on track. But when I do professional shows, I rarely use Braille. If I'm doing fundraiser shows and it's 30 minutes, then I will use Braille because I need to keep on track, right? My train of thought goes off track. just keeping an eye on the time, because yesterday's episode, we went 14 minutes, and this is a 10-minute broadcast. I have thought of moving these up to an hour, but for now, we're doing 10-minute shows, and that allows you to hang out with me, not enough to get sick of me, but enough to be like, oh man, that JR, he's something else. Anyway, I love using Braille. Braille, I don't use it for anything else other than stand-up comedy, or maybe if I have to read something. Maybe one day if this show gets a sponsor, I would probably use Braille to read the sponsor on air, because there's only so much you can do with listening to a voice. Something you might not know about me is I'm an Amazon.ca influencer, so I sometimes upload videos of reviewing products, myself reviewing products, and I have to read a script that I wrote. And I've been trying to listen to my phone read it with its sexy robotic voice. But sometimes I even get lost in that. It is very difficult to keep myself on track with the robotic voice. And I have to really adjust the speed of the robotic voice. And sometimes I have to listen to the voice real slow so then I can sound like I'm talking at a normal speed, but the voice itself has to be slow, because there's only so much I can keep up with, if that makes sense. You ever gesture yourself when you're on the phone? Like talking to someone, your hands are going and they can't see you, but for some reason it helps. I was just gesturing a circle with my hand, with my wrist, my whole hands going round and round and round to signify the time and what I'm talking about. And then I realize it's a podcast. It's a podcast. They can't see you. Chill out. And I'm just dying laughing to myself. Yeah, I make myself laugh. That's what we do here on The Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson. Anyway, we are at, what are we at here? 7 minutes. So thank you so much for this edition of the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is going to go up on a Tuesday. But whenever you have time to listen, you'll have time to enjoy the show. So if it's not a Tuesday, I hope you're having a good day. But if it is a Tuesday morning, then I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. You can listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Radio Public, and of course, over on my official j.r.bjornsson YouTube channel. So yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good to go. Hope you enjoyed my little show about the Braille stylist. I didn't really talked about why I use Braille, I said, but this is the Braille stylist that I'm holding in my hand. It's made of metal. It makes taking notes easy. And I still use a Brailler. Are we good to go? Can we go now? All right, I guess that means we can go. All right, guys. Or lady, or gentleman, madame, you, them, they, however you identify. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later.